Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building jungle kick weight with resampling workflows. If you make jungle or drum and bass, you already know the kick has a tough job. It can't just hit hard in isolation. It has to feel heavy, controlled, and musical while fighting through fast breaks, bass movement, and a packed low end. So in this lesson, we're going to build a bigger kick using a really practical workflow. Process it, print it to Audino, process it again, and use automation to make it evolve across the arrangement. This is one of those techniques that feels simple once you've seen it, but it can seriously level up your drums. And the best part is, we're going to keep it beginner-friendly and use Ableton stock devices the whole way. First, start with a solid kick sample. For jungle and DnB, the source matters a lot. If the kick is weak, too boomy, or too long, resampling will just exaggerate the problem. So pick something short and punchy. A clean acoustic style kick can work. A punchy electronic kick can work. Even a good breakbeat kick from a sample pack can work really well. Drag that kick into an audio track. If it's a one-shot, turn warp off. Then trim any silence so the kick starts right away. You want the sample focused and ready to hit. Now we shape the kick before we print it. A simple stock device chain is a great place to start. Try EQ 8 first. If the kick needs more low-end presence, you can gently boost around 50 to 80 Hz. If it sounds boxy or muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't go overboard. We're just cleaning and focusing the sound. Next, add saturator. A good starting point is analog clip mode with about 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then pull the output down so you're matching level instead of just making it louder. That way, you can actually hear the tone change. After that, try drum bus. Keep the drive subtle at first, maybe around 5 to 15%. Add a little crunch if needed, but keep it light. Boom can be useful too, but be careful with it. If you're working in a track key, you can tune the boom to fit the song, but for jungle, subtle is usually the move. You want weight, not a bloated mess. If the kick feels uneven, add a compressor or glue compressor. Use a slower attack so the initial punch still gets through, and a fairly quick release so the compressor resets before the next hit. At faster tempos like 170 to 174 BPM, tightness matters a lot. A kick can feel huge without needing to be long. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its audio input to resampling, or route it from the kick track itself. Arm the track and record a few hits. Ableton will print the processed output to audio. This is where the sound starts to become more solid and more usable. Why do this? Because resampling lets you commit to the tone. It captures the saturation, the transient shaping, the compression, and any nice character from the chain. It also makes the kick easier to edit like normal audio, which is super handy in arrangement. Once you've recorded it, zoom in and clean it up. Trim the clip tightly. If there's a tiny click at the start, add a short fade-in. Check the tail and make sure it isn't stepping on the bass too much. If the low-end tail feels good, keep it. If it's muddy, shorten it a bit. In jungle, the kick doesn't need to be huge for a long time. It needs to feel strong and leave room for the rest of the groove. Now let's build a second version for body. Duplicate the kick track and make a heavier processed version. On the duplicate, use a bit more saturator, a bit more drum bus, and maybe a little EQ shaping. For this body layer, you can push the drive more aggressively, maybe 4 to 8 dB in saturator and a bit more in drum bus. If it gets too clicky, gently low pass or trim some top end with EQ 8, then resample that version too. This gives you a second printed kick layer with more harmonics, more density, and more perceived loudness. In other words, more chest. This is especially useful if your original kick feels a little polite. Now we stack the layers. Think of it like this. The original kick gives you attack and definition. The resampled processed kick gives you body and weight. And if you want, you can add a third super short click layer for extra punch. That click layer can be a tiny transient sample, high-passed heavily so it doesn't fight the low end. Keep it very quiet. It should just help the kick read a little better on smaller speakers. When you blend the layers, start with the body layer lower than you think you need. Then bring up the original kick until the transient feels clear. After that, slowly add the body layer until the kick feels thick, but not blurry. If you hear a lot of low-end energy, but the kick doesn't feel better, that usually means you've gone too far. Now we get into automation. And this is where the arrangement starts to breathe. One of the smartest things you can do is make the kick evolve over the track instead of staying identical the whole time. That's a huge part of making the drop feel exciting. Great automation targets include saturator drive, drum bus drive, EQ low end gain, utility gain, auto filter cutoff, and even a reverb, sent for special transition moments. For example, in the intro, keep the kick lighter and cleaner. Then when the drop lands, automate a little more drive, a little more density, or slightly more low-end emphasis. In a breakdown, you might filter the kick back or reduce its weight so the return of the drop hits harder. Press in Ableton to show automation. Choose the parameter you want and draw smooth curves. Usually, smooth and intentional changes sound better than random jumps. The goal is contrast. A slightly cleaner section before the drop makes the heavy section feel bigger without you having to make everything louder. This is a really important beginner mindset in drum and bass. Don't just make the kick bigger all the time. Make it bigger at the right moment. Next, group your kick layers into a kick bus. On that group, try EQ8, glue compressor, saturator or drum boss, and maybe a limiter for safety if you need one. Keep the glue compressor subtle. A starting point could be around 10 milliseconds attack, auto release, and a 2-to-1 ratio with only a few dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not squashing. Then add a tiny bit of saturation if the group needs a little more attitude. Use EQ to clean up mud rather than boosting lows too much. In jungle, the kick still needs snap and movement so it can sit with the break. After that, check the kick with the bassline. This is where the real low-end test happens. A kick can sound massive in solo and still fail in the full mix. Play the kick with the bass, and listen for masking around 40 to 100 Hz. If the mix starts feeling smaller when the kick gets bigger, that usually means the low end is overcrowded. If that happens, shorten the kick tail, cut some low-mid mod, or sidechain the bass slightly. Let the bass and kick take turns instead of fighting for the same space. That little bit of separation can make the whole drop feel tighter and heavier. And if you want to push the workflow further, resample again. This is the classic print process, print again approach. Record the full kick bus to audio, trim the best hit, and if it sounds better than the layered setup, use that new printed hit as your main kick. Keep the original layers hidden as backups. This is a really powerful way to work in jungle, because it helps you commit and move forward instead of endlessly tweaking. A few beginner mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the kick too long. In fast jungle, a long kick can smear into the bass and kill the groove. Don't overboost the sub either. Too much low-end EQ can make the track sound huge on headphones, but weak on speakers. And don't try to rescue a bad source with resampling. Start with a good kick. Also, don't squash it too much with compression. Overcompressed kicks lose punch fast. And always think about contrast in the arrangement. If the kick is massive all the time, the drop loses impact. Automation and section changes are what make it feel exciting. Here are a few pro style tips as you practice. Try tuning the kick to the track. Even a small tuning adjustment can make the low end feel more musical. Use saturation and distortion as tone tools, not just loudness tools. A little grit can help a kick translate on smaller speakers. Keep the low end mono and centered. And if you're working with chopped breaks, make sure the kick isn't stepping all over the snare or ghost notes. The groove has to stay tight. Here's a simple practice exercise you can do right now. Load a kick sample into an audio track. Add EQ8, saturator, and drum bus. Resample the processed kick to a new audio track. Duplicate the sample and make a second version with more drive. Blend the two versions into a kick stack. Then automate saturator drive over 8 bars so the kick starts a little cleaner and gets slightly heavier as the section develops. Listen to how the drop changes. That's the core idea of this lesson. Start with a strong kick sample. Shape it with stock devices. Resample it to audio. Make a heavier version. Layer attack and body. Automate processing across the arrangement. Glue it on a bus. Then check it against the bass and the break. That workflow teaches you to think like a producer. Commit, resample, refine, and automate. That's how you build jungle kick weight in Ableton Live 12. Tight, dirty, controlled, and ready to hit hard in the drop.